And this is The Science Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Robin Williams, but do we need daylight saving? It starts in most places around the country this weekend, and it's nice having longer evenings and not being woken up by the dawn at 5 a.m. But does it really save energy? Nikki Phillips reports.
The original idea behind daylight saving was to conserve energy. It was first introduced during World War I to save fuel. Many countries adopted the practice, the US, Australia, and in Europe. But after the war, clocks returned to standard time. The same thing happened during World War II. It was in the middle of a drought in 1967 that Tasmania became the first state in Australia to introduce daylight saving to save power. They believed it would save water too. Daylight saving was so popular in Tasmania that the rest of the country, except Western Australia and Northern Territory, followed with a trial period. In 1972, New South Wales, South Australia, the ACT and Victoria made daylight saving permanent. But recently, questions have been raised about daylight saving. Does it really save energy? Last year, a paper published by two American economists, Ryan Kellogg and Hendrik Wolf, reviewed energy consumption in Victoria and South Australia during the Sydney Olympics. During that time, Victoria extended its daylight saving hours by 2 months, while South Australia did not. So was energy saved in Victoria during those extra months? Apparently not. Even after correcting for changes in behaviour and weather, the study found that energy consumption increased. Since the report by Kellogg and Wolf, several other studies have measured energy consumption, comparing standard and daylight saving time. They too have found a non-existent or negligible difference as the clock changes. Several studies have found that energy use actually increases during daylight saving. The obvious saving from evening lighting are being offset with morning lights and air conditioning. Despite this evidence, in 2007, as part of its energy policy, many US states began to trial an additional month of daylight saving. Many believed this would conserve more energy. It was even predicted that by 2020, America will have saved $329 million on energy because of daylight saving. A report by the US Department of Energy, due out in the next week or so, will determine whether or not the daylight saving extension has actually saved energy. Here in Australia, New South Wales, the ACT, Victoria and South Australia also decided to trial an extension of daylight saving. The main reasons for the trial weren't to conserve energy, but to increase leisure time and align the East Coast states. The trouble is, Queensland still won't join in. On the upside, people in the south will have an extra hour for outdoor activities in the evening. Last year was also the year Western Australia decided to give daylight saving a go with a 3-year trial. Their reasons for switching to daylight saving, despite 3 referenda deciding against it, are both to conserve energy and reduce the time difference with the east. The effects of the US Department of Energy study, due out shortly, will be significant whatever the outcome. It could further fuel the growing number of studies that show daylight saving does anything but conserve energy, and lead to a re-evaluation for using daylight saving at all. Or it could be exactly what daylight saving supporters are looking for, proof that it does really save energy and that the 1-month extension should become permanent. We'll keep you posted.
Nikki Phillips.